Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Rarely do we have weeks as good as this one, but for those of us involved in politics and public policy, this week in Washington, D.C. was a trifecta. On Wednesday, we were inside the Supreme Court for the hearing on Espinosa versus Montana Department of Revenue. We've been involved in this landmark case for the past 12 years, and the courtroom was filled with allies from across the U.S. in an effort to end religious discrimination and bring school choice to every child in America. Ruth Bader Ginsburg led the charge against our bill, and Kagan and Sotomayor soon joined in. Justice Stephen Breyer was next, and then the tide began to shift, with Justice Alito leading the charge. Soon, the tide began to turn as Justices Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and finally Roberts asked the questions that seemed to tip their hats in our direction. The only justice who did not ask any questions was Justice Thomas, who's known for quietly sitting on the sidelines. Given past decisions, we believe he's on our side. At issue is whether or not governments can discriminate against private religious schools. This type of language in our state constitution is a relic from 150 years ago, rooted in anti-Catholic bias. If the court rules broadly and in our favor, we could remove religiously discriminatory language from 37 state constitutions. We're looking for a decision in late spring. Thursday was another historic day, as yours truly had a front row seat in the United States Senate chamber to the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. While I was in the chamber, the Democrats were presenting their arguments, led by Congressman Schiff. After 2.5 hours, it became clear that they were repeating the same exact points over and over again, ad nauseum. It was painful, and they still have one more day to go. Regardless of where you stand on the president's innocence or guilt, it was a huge privilege just to be able to witness such a historic event. Which brings us to today, and the third event of our trifecta. At noon, on the National Mall, an estimated 100,000 pro-life supporters will gather for a rally to mark the 47th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. It's the annual March for Life, and in a precedent-setting move, President Trump will be the first sitting president to address the march. Since Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973, over 60 million preborn children have been killed by Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers, but there appears to be a light at the end of this very dark tunnel. With the appointments of Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, we stand a real chance of overturning Roe v. Wade. This is thanks in large part to President Trump, who is quickly becoming the most pro-life president in my lifetime. In addition to pro-life judicial appointments, he has also defunded Planned Parenthood to the tune of $60 million per year, stopped U.S. taxpayer funding of abortions overseas, and allowed states to cut Medicaid funds to Planned Parenthood, and the list goes on. As I prepare to fly home to Montana, I'm grateful to have spent this week in our nation's capital. It's weeks like this that make me proud to be an American. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.